Alaska Airlines has been one of the last holdouts in the domestic airline industry without a premium economy class. Starting next month, the Seattle-based airline will explore charging extra for main cabin seats with more legroom and creature comforts. Travel industry consultant Steve Danishek of Seattle says stratifying the cabin has generated significant new revenue for Alaska's competitors. He says he'd try it on a long flight, to Hawaii, for example.
The rates that they're indicating now, 15 to 50, are lower than comparable rates on other carriers. So it is kind of a discount to see how it works, and it will be interesting to see how they work.
Most of Alaska's competitors, including United, Delta, and American, segment their main cabins to extract more revenue from passengers. As it is, Alaska Airlines is raking in record profits. Thursday morning, it announced a 67% increase in net income in the first quarter compared to the same period last year.